The 2021 Absacape Epic is finally here. 8 days of rugged, scenic and uncharted territories, over 600 kilometres of cycling. It's a race that measures all from the bank that banks on you to conquer it all. And Liesel van der Vest is in as all the back-breaking, bone-rattling updates that you want. And she is with us this evening here on The Money Show. How, Liesel van der Vest is, and is it going so far? We're probably at the halfway point today or thereabouts.
Bruce, we're at stage three, which was 91 kilometers, 2,100 meters of climbing from Saronsburg in Solbach back to Saronsburg, where the race village is. And then tomorrow, stage four sees the guys leaving Saronsburg, heading to Slunghoek, Wellington, what's considered a short distance of 73 kilometers. I'm hearing the riders saying, oh, it's going to be an easy one. But when I look at the route, I laugh because it's on paper, it looks easy. 16,000 meters of climbing, rugged terrain, lots of technical difficulties, rocky single tracks, and they're in for a bit of a tough day out there.
And the temperatures are behaving, which is, I think, encouraging. Usually when the epic happens, it happens in the first part of the year when temperatures in the Western Cape are considerably higher. This is early springtime and Western Cape temperatures generally stay quite low. As you go further to the inland, though, they rise a bit, but you must be having, what, mid-20s or thereabouts, nothing too hectic?
You've got it completely wrong. We had mid to high 30s today.
What?
36 out in the race village, and I think the riders out on the route probably hit about 40
in the
valley there. It was definitely a hot day, and I thought a lot of riders would actually really suffer out there with the heat. And when I spoke to the race hospital and the race medics, they said they didn't have to treat any patients for heat stroke, only heat stress.
It's amazing because the temperatures in Cape Town are around 17 degrees. So, yeah, double the temperatures, just 100 kilometers away. It's extraordinary. How are the teams holding up? I mean, how's the mood in the camp? I'm assuming they stayed at Saronsburg last night, did their big circuit back again. So at least it's sort of like two nights in the same space.
The mood, and surprisingly, because there's no spectators, you'd think that there wouldn't be a chaos. But the energy and the chaos in the village is incredible. The riders are all excited about tomorrow. I've had a chance to walk around the race village this evening, just chatting to some of the back riders, seeing how they're feeling. And they're saying the water points have been amazing. There's some nice chaos from just the people that are supporting along the water points. And then the nice thing is our announcers, when the last riders come in, our last riders came in with 43 seconds to spare today. Our announcers make sure that everyone comes to the finish line to support them. So there is a nice vibe in the village.
Is there a cutoff? So every day, if you don't make the cutoff, you get eliminated, do you?
When you don't make the cutoff, they cut your number board off. They shoot the finishing gun to signal that it is the end of your ride. You can come back and just ride the route tomorrow, but you're not an official finisher. And if you don't make the route on the next day, then you aren't allowed to ride any further. But your race is done. If you don't make that cutoff, your race is done. So today, everyone made it through with just enough time to spare. Those last riders, 43 seconds, really making it tight today. But just incredible riding in these conditions and in this heat. I can't understand and how these guys managed to pull it off. It's incredible.
Talk to me about the hospital. You mentioned that there's a hospital. What sort of hospital facility can you erect on the side of probably the most rugged mountain bike race in the world?
An off-site race hospital. You're not going to believe this, Bruce. A full hospital that gets packed up every second day when the race moves to the next town. And they do everything. They've got doctors, nurses, medics on site. They're open 24 hours a day, a full ICU. They've got a lab that can do testing for kidney function and anything else. They've got a bum clinic for any of those riders that have had a full day on the saddle. They call it the Crack of Dawn Clinic. That's in the race hospital. They've got strapping. They've got a renal clinic. They've got ultrasound machines. They've got everything that you would see in an ICU. They have there with their ICU. And then they have a normal triage. So you arrive, they put you into the triage to check what your state of your emergency is, and that's how they treat and see you. But 24 hours a day, they're open. And it's just incredible to see the facilities that they have there. And then tomorrow morning, as the last riders leave at 8, they will pack up, and the hospital then gets rebuilt in Wellington and set up once again to be in time for when the first riders come in.
Extraordinary. Lisa van der Westhuizen, you sound like you're having an absolute blast. Thank you. Our Cape Talk fitness correspondent and 702 fitness correspondent.